Jack Akin with Akin for the Truth. No doubt kids and adults alike delight in the illustrations which take a closer look at animals that dramatically demonstrate intelligent design. Recently, for example, we've been exploring the apparent paradox, which came first, the chicken or the egg, as it applies to specific evolution creation debates. So, over the next few discussions, let's take a closer look at the chicken egg. This little 2-inch package is of ingenious design, full of intricate structures and features. For example, there is an air cell, a space at the large end of the egg, between the inner and outer shell membranes. The egg also contains albumin, or egg white. The albumin provides protein and water for the developing chick and protects it from microorganisms. If you get a chance, get an egg out of your fridge, find a strong magnifying glass, and look at the egg under a light. The eggshell is the hard, protective coating of the egg, made of calcium carbonate. You may be able to see that it has thousands of tiny holes in the shell. These allow for gas exchange, and yet the holes are small enough to keep other substances from entering into the egg. If this egg had been fertilized by a rooster and kept warm by a chicken, inside, the yellow part of the egg, the yolk, contains nourishment for a developing chick. And inside that egg, within 5 days, an incredible chain of events occurs. Blood vessels begin to grow out of the chick and attach themselves to the membrane lining inside of the egg. Oxygen is absorbed by and waste products removed from the chick via these blood vessels. At the same time, other blood vessels grow out of the chick and connect to the yolk, providing nourishment. An extra space is created between the membrane and the eggshell, and air sac, or cell, develops in that space. Between the 15th and 16th day, the chick orients its head near that air cell. When the chick is ready to attempt to make its way out of the shell, its neck acquires a double bend so that its beak is under its right wing and pointed directly toward that air cell. It develops a special beak tooth to help it peck out of the shell, something we'll look more closely at next time, and about at the 19th day, the chick thrusts its head forward. Its beak quickly breaks through the inner shell membrane, and the chick's lungs begin to function. Complete lung breathing usually occurs around the 20th day of incubation. How can it be denied that this process is no accident, but is carefully planned and miraculous, hatched by one so far above us all, that all we can really do is observe and marvel at the God, as proclaimed by Job, chapter 10, who does great things, unfathomable and wondrous, works without number. We'll talk more about this marvelous egg next time, but until then, this is Jack Akin with Akin for the Truth.